Welcome back. So we always end on an inspirational story, and the story of Shane Hartjay, the founder of First Steps Wellness Center, is great. He founded the center because he was in a dirt bike accident that left him a paraplegic back in 2016. So he's thinking to himself, now, you know, riding a dirt bike, terrible accident, and he's a paraplegic. And Shane thought to himself, I got to do something with my life. And he's from Manitoba. And, you know, his life changed after that motorcycle crash. So now he's saying, you know what? I got to try this First Step Wellness Center to help people who have these kind of spinal cord injuries and they need rehabilitation. But, you know, he's helping people, children, people with strokes, but he needed to raise money. So how is he going to do it? He's decided to go on a 5,000-kilometer snowmobile journey around Manitoba. He's a paraplegic. He's got his wheelchair on the back, and he joins me now to raise money to help people. Shane Hartjay, founder of First Steps Wellness Center. Shane, wow, what a story. When did you come up with this idea of going on a 5,000-kilometer snowmobile journey?
Well, we were talking about doing a fundraiser, and, you know, we plan a summer and a winter fundraiser, and we were trying to come up with something that was kind of unique and wanted it to be, you know, athletic in nature to a certain extent, because that's what obviously we focus on at First Steps, is just staying healthy and moving around. So, you know, I was kind of just mixed the passion that I have for snowmobiling with something to do in the winter and came up with the idea. And of course, living with the COVID times that we are, you know, we had to try to come up with something where, you know, we can't obviously get a bunch of people together and do the typical type of fundraiser. So we thought this was something that I could still do that was safe, that we could get out in a small bubble of people and actually still get something done this year.
Talk about what happened to you. It sounds like an incredible journey. Just walk back here, if you can, to 2016. What happened to you?
Yeah, well, you know, I came out of retirement, so to speak. I used to race dirt bikes a lot when I was younger, and I bought a bike and was just riding a little bit for exercise and fun and whatnot. And yeah, I just, you know, miscalculated something and went over the handlebars and ended up breaking my 2.7. So I'm broken mid chest down.
Shane, how old were you when you decided to go back on the dirt bike?
Don't tell. I was 41.
Oh, so you're going basically a little bit of the old midlife. Still got it. Still got it,
yeah,
in the tank.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah, for sure.
Well, you know what? I love your passion. What I love more is what you've done since. Turning this, for most people, this is, you know, this could throw them into a depression. I'm not saying you didn't go in through one. I'm sure it's been brutal. But First Steps Wellness Center is a remarkable act of optimism, charitable, compassion, giving. What does it take to get on a snowmobile for you and travel 5,000 kilometers? Like, what have you lost movement on then, and how do you do it?
Well, the nice thing about a snowmobile is, you know, they kind of come from the factory sort of equipped for us, because they're just hand controls. You got your brake lever on the left side, your gas on the right, so... You know, you just got to get on the seat, tuck your feet in, and I've adapted like a kind of a small backrest that keeps my hips in the middle of the seat. So when I'm coming in and out of corners, I don't slide around and bounce around when I hit stuff. So other than that, I really didn't have to do too much. And then we figured out a way to attach my chair to the back, because, you know, if you stop at a restaurant or a warm-up shack or whatnot, I still need to be able to get off and get around. So it kind of was really difficult to leave without the chair. So we figured that out. And then, now I get out and get on and go for rides. And it's, you know, it's, I can basically ride the same way that anybody else can. I just can't stand up for the big bumps.
Just out of interest, when you're on that snowmobile, or I guess technically the snow machine, I grew up on snowmobiles, so it's snowmobile to me. You must feel you can fly again. Like, it just must feel great.
You know, that was one of the big things when I was hurt, because prior to my injury, you know, I used to backcountry canoe, and we used to go for hikes all the time. And I grew up in the country, so I've always been an outdoor guy. And, you know, when you're laying in the hospital bed and you can't move and you got to do everything on a set of wheels, all of a sudden you start thinking how all of those things are gone and you're not going to be able to do that anymore. And then the snowmobile is actually one of those things that got me back out into the backcountry pretty much right away, that first winter. We kind of, some buddies of mine tried it out with me, and it was possible, and it was kind of working. And we, you know, like I say, we had to adapt it a little bit to make it more economic and so that I can run at a little bit of a better pace, I guess you could say. But yeah, I mean, you know, mostly though, it takes the support of all the people that have come with me here for the last week and a half, 2 weeks that are helping me get this done every day, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And so what happens if you fall off? What happens if you got to pee? Like what goes on? You're in the backcountry. What happens?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so funny because yesterday I think we broke 4,200 kilometers. So we're like on our last 2 days here, and we were going slow and it was just getting dusk, and I went over a road and it had been plowed, and I went up the other side slow, and the snow was real crispy and hard yesterday, and just the way I went over it, I ended up falling over, and it did 4,200 kilometers, you know, and some of that at pretty good pace and no trouble at all, and I'm putting a long drive over a stupid snowbank and tip over yesterday. So, you know, I always have a support guy with me. So they, you know, he's with me, make sure I was good, picked the sled back up, and we got myself sorted out.
Oh, man. But you're okay. You didn't get injured.
Oh, yeah. No. It was, again, it was so slow. I could, you know, if you were recording it, you would have thought it was slow-mo. So,
guys, if you want to follow this journey and Shane's journey here, it's pretty cool. EncourageRecovery.ca. You're raising money. Just before I let you go, this is amazing. Yeah. You're doing this 5,000 kilometer snowmobile journey around Manitoba. Tell us quickly about First Steps Wellness Center and who you're raising money to help.
Well, we've got a small place right now. We opened about a year and a half ago, and we had about 3,000 square feet that we were working with. But we had the opportunity to expand into the back portion of the building. And we launched a kids program after the COVID stuff let up a little bit in the spring in May. And we have enough space for one child at a time. And we had, you know, basically we were at capacity within about a month and a half, 2 months. So we're planning on expanding the children's program and doing a little bit more group classes with some of our stroke patients and stuff like that. And just have a little bit more room for us to work in there because we're basically at capacity at the 3,000 that we have right now. So that's where a lot of it's going to go.
Guys, Shane Hartjay is the founder of First Steps Wellness Center. He's had an accident changed his life 5 years ago, not even 5 years ago, on a dirt bike. And look at what he's done. It's remarkable. He's joining us. He's got about 400 kilometers left in a 5,000 kilometer snowmobile journey. Hey, brother, I love what you're doing. It's totally inspirational. We need a little hope right now. Stay safe out there. Enjoy every kilometer you get. And folks, follow Shane on encouragerecovery.ca. It must be cold, but I bet every moment you're out there, you're loving it.
You know what? We started off last week and the weather was terrible. It was 37 below, and we rode the first few days, and it was like it was way too cold. Like it wasn't too bad. We're outfitted really well, obviously, but it wasn't pleasant. And now it's warmed up, but that's kind of wrecked the snow. And so now we're fighting not enough snow, and so it's you know, Mother Nature has not been kind to us this year. But we almost got it done here, so hopefully tomorrow we'll wrap it up.
We'll get her done, and that's Canada, eh? It's so cold, it's miserable, but the snow is great. It's so warm, you finally enjoy it. The snow's crap. Yeah. Welcome home. Shane, you're the best, man. Keep going. I really am glad to tell Canada about your great story and share a bit of your hope. Stay safe. Good luck with the center. You're helping people. EncourageRecovery.ca. What a great story.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, you too. And if you're feeling low, think about Shane. He's out there putting on the miles on the snow machine.